Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hi, everyone. Apostle Diane Nutt here in somewhere in the county of Rockwall, Texas. Praise the Lord. What an awesome day it is to be alive. And, you know, I just think about, and this has just been in my heart for several days, that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Hallelujah. You know, it's just, it really is a wonderful day to be alive. And, you know, I know we all go through circumstances and situations, and, you know, there's been a lot of warfare. A lot of you have been going through some of the most difficult things that you've ever gone through. And there's, you know, a lot of manifestation of the Spirit of God, but, you know, the spirit of the enemy is showing up. But, you know what, we just have to keep on keeping our focus in the right place, and that's on God, keeping our focus on Him and His Word and what He's doing right now. And so before I get started today, I'm so happy. Right now, as I'm looking at my switchboard, there's not many that's on right now, but I'm praying that God's going to draw those who are supposed to hear this today. You know, I've been teaching on the secret place for a long time, for about 5 or 6 weeks. And today I'm so excited to be teaching on Rosh Hashanah. And a lot of people don't know a lot about Jewish history, and I'm not really one that knows a whole lot, but I have learned a few things. And a lot of people would think, well, you know, this doesn't really have much to do with me. And it actually does, because, you know, we need to understand our Jewish roots and where we come from, because we're the ones that's in being engrafted into. And, you know, God is breathing and blowing the breath of God, His very breath upon us, so that there will be a one new man. So I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. But I'm excited to share with you and do a little teaching today. But I do want to pray for you as well. But I'm so excited. September 30th, which was just 2 days ago on Monday, they started airing the interview that I did with Sid Roth on It's Supernatural. And that will be aired through October the 6th. And it's on Sky Angel, Daystar, Church Channel, GEB, God TV, Impact Network, TLNNET, and then WHT and The Word. And then on October the 4th, on Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. here in the Central. This is Central Standard Time. So that would be 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and then it would be 4 o'clock Pacific Time. But at 6 o'clock here in the Central Standard Time Zone, it will be aired on TBN. And be schedule and your cable schedule and look and see what time it airs in the area that you live in. And also on Sid's network, ISN, that's the Supernatural Network, you can go in and you can download the app, and you can watch the interview that I did with his senior TV producer. And so I'm so honored and just blessed to, you know, that my interviews are airing this week and in this holy week, this week that we're in right now. I'm just overwhelmed with gratefulness in my heart. But and on the interview with his and on his program at Supernatural, they will be off just encountering the glory of God and CDs and their teaching CDs. And what I do is I teach you. I've had so many people that have already seen the program that are asking me, you know, how do I walk in the glory? You know, how do I live in the atmosphere of having the glory around me? Listen, very often, I've shared this a few times already. It's very difficult for me to even say this because it's talking about me. But these teaching CDs that I did, they are the most anointed teaching CDs, the most anointed teaching that I've ever done on walking and living in the glory of God. You want to get the package that they're offering. It's only $35, and you get my book and the three CDs. And so I did have the little number down that you give, you know, whenever you call an order, but you want to get it. It is full of revelation. It is full of the scriptures and the word of God. And, you know, the word of God is our very life and spirit. So you know, do that, and you will learn. I will teach you and show you how to do that. It's to try to. And so, you know, praise God for what he's doing. But you know what? I just want to thank those of you that are sending in offerings through PayPal. God bless you. You can send an offering through DoveMenRC. That's the email address that you use, DoveMenRC, at AOL.com. That's DoveMinRC at AOL.com. And listen, I've just speak blessings over your seed that you have sown. You will reap the same harvest that I do. And that is scriptural. That is the word of God. And so you partake in the grace and anointing that's on my life, that's on this ministry. And I'm just humbled that God chose me. And I'm humbled that he moves on your heart to sow. And, you know, I've never taken the offering on. I've been doing the radio program almost 10 years. And I say that consistently because, you know, it's God moving on your heart to sow and not me taking an offering. So God bless you richly for that. And I speak multiplication over your seed. And so, you know, God is just, man, it's just blowing my mind. You know, this today. Struggles and battles. It just seems like the warfare has gone into another place. But you know what? God in you is greater. God in us is greater. Greater is he that is in you than he who is in this world. So, you know, don't get focused on the enemy. You know, Paul said, every great door, every effectual door that is opened up to me, the enemy is there. And so, you know, you graduate, you go from one place to another place, and whatever season that you were in, and you, you know, you realize and you start walking in the victory of the enemy that's been defeated in that season in your life, and then you reap a harvest, then you move into another season, you move into another place, God opens up another door for you, and you're in a new place. Well, of course there's going to be a new enemy. Why? Because the devil hates you. If you're a born-again believer, he hates you, and his intention is to get you to worship him, and it's to get you to be focusing on him. And, you know, but our focus is on God. Our focus is on the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am. Our focus is on what God is doing because he has called us. And each one of you listening today or whenever you're listening to this program, he has called you into the kingdom for such a time as this. And so I exhort you with that for just a few moments. And again, I'm so excited to be sharing with you and teaching you a little bit about our roots and about this time period spiritually that we are in. And many of you know, and you've already heard and you've read, you know, we are in a season or in a place, excuse me, in these 10 days right here, which began actually on September the 30th, just a couple of days, and then goes through for 10 days. And they call it the Rosh Hashanah. And so in the Word of God, it is, the Rosh Hashanah is considered as one of the high holy days in the Jewish religion. And so it's usually it's celebrated by praying and having a personal reflection and also far blowing the trumpets. Listen, if you're in any place where there is where they blow the shofar, listen, something is just happens. Last week I had a couple of prophetess in that just came, and we were in our sanctuary, and they blew the shofar. One of them, she blew the shofar, and I'm telling you what, the anointing fell so strong. It was, oh my goodness, it was just so strong. I was just in awe at what God was doing. Because I knew that something was happening. There was just a statement of victory that went out into the sanctuary. But let me get back to Rosh Hashanah. You know, right now, of course, the Jewish people, in, as they're celebrating because they know that right now during these 10 days that the heavens are open. But for you and I, as a believer, you know, the heavens are open all the time. We have open heaven over us. And so, you know, there's a couple of different places in Scripture that I want to go to, that I want to share with you. And then the last half of the program, I want to take your prayer requests. And so depending on how many people call in today, and how many people, as you follow the prompts, I will take, you know, we'll cut off and start taking the calls. So be sure if you have a prayer request to go on ahead now. Don't wait until at the very end of the program, but go on ahead now and let me know that you're going to have a prayer request, and it'll show up on my switchboard here, and I'll know how much time to take at the end of the program. So Rosh Hashanah, it literally means the head of the year. So, it's, you know, it's a time to celebrate. It's a day of shouting. It's a time of rejoicing. But also, between the time of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it is known as the 10 days of repentance or the 10 days of return. And so, it's a very glorious time, actually. And Kippur is known as the Day of Atonement, which we all know the Day of Atonement, as we read in the Word of God, and the blood of the Lamb of Jesus was put over the doorpost. But I want to focus on where we are right now and where we are today as the church, you know, at large, as the body of Christ. There's been such a wooing and such a drawing in my spirit. And I can't really explain it, but it's been there for several months now. And there's an awakening. It's, you know, God has been awakening me. And as one who is a forerunner and who leads the way and makes the way for others to come on, I have to tell you that whatever God has done with me, I know that that's what he's going to be doing in the body of Christ and with the body of Christ. And so we're in this really special right now. And, you know, and I just want to encourage you to just take a look at where you are in this journey and where you're walking. And, you know, all of us, I don't care who you are and what you do, whatever your profession is, it doesn't really matter. But all of us, you know, we have those areas in our life that we're working on. We have those areas that we're really pressing in and trying to really press through so that we can keep moving forward. And sometimes you know that there is a, you know that there's a something there and you can't quite put your finger on it. But I can assure you and promise you, as I have taught in these last 6 weeks about the secret place, and remember, the secret place is the eternal place where you encounter God. It's when you go into the secret place, you go in, the Lord, you step in and you step into it. And there's something about being in the presence of God and with God that you come out of that place and you recognize His greatness. You recognize how amazing and what an awesome God He is. And at the same time, it's like your eyes are opened up more to you and those things that you need to work on, those things that you need to lay down, and those things that you need to, you know, pursue Him even more in. And listen, I'm not just talking about all the time about sin, but I'm talking about sometimes, you know, it's passivity or it's being lethargic. And again, God is breathing. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the body of Christ. That's the word I've had in my spirit all year long, is that the Holy Spirit is hovering over us. Just as the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the earth in the book of Genesis, and we read that in the very first chapter, that the Spirit was hovering over the earth. Well, the Holy Spirit is hovering over us, the body of Christ. He's hovering over us, and He's changing the very face of the church, because we are becoming more kingdom-minded. We're having more of a mentality of the kingdom. And God is breathing, and He's blowing upon the church. And we're going to see great change. And, you know, change is inevitable. We're going to keep on changing, even though God never changes. But we're going to keep on changing, going from glory to glory and faith to faith. Well, now we know that if you've been around any teaching about what is necessary in this last hour, then you've heard this. I've been teaching this for a couple of decades, actually, but it's just now finally beginning to be something that more and more leaders and people are talking about. But no longer will authority and anointing and leadership be enough. I'm going to say that again. No longer will authority, leadership, and anointing be enough, but we have to have the glory. And, you know, the Lord spoke to me several years ago about how He would use me in the last days, and that I would, He would use me to usher in the greatest outpouring of God's glory. And I remember sitting on the set in New York and at the TBN studio 6 years ago with Sid Roth, and him having me, you know, to share that. That was 6 years ago. And just now we are stepping into this place. More and more people are becoming aware of the glory of God. But I don't want people to categorize the glory of God and thinking that it is the same as the presence of God and, you know, the anointing of God. And, you know, God is wanting us to go above the mercy seat. You know, during these 10 days, we run to the mercy seat because we're having a time of personal reflection. We're looking at ourselves and we're hearing Him say to repent. Now, listen, a lot of people don't realize that repentance and forgiveness is not the same thing. Forgiveness is the first step. Repentance is the second step. Forgiveness is you and I asking God to forgive us. But then repentance is about changing our mind. Repentance is a turnaround from where we were to where we're going to. And you can't have true repentance without forgiveness. You know, you have to ask for forgiveness. But when you repent, you've changed your mind. You know, sometimes the enemy would love to mess with you and torment you to convince you that you don't need to do anything. Or just the opposite, that you need to do certain things. You know, we have to be willing to submit to the Lord and to accept, you know, what he is doing. And there's something about as we honor God, as we honor him in his word, and as we honor, like this time right here that we're in, a lot of people never heard of the word Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. You know, a lot of people have never heard about this at all. But for those of us who have an understanding about it and who are getting an understanding of this 10-day period of introspection and repentance, it's, you know, we're changing our mind. We're changing our mind about things in our life. We're changing our mind about how we see things and recognizing, listen, you're anointed. God's anointed you. He's given you favor. He's appointed you. You're a royal ambassador here in the earth. The Bible says that we are a special people, a holy nation. And we've got to start seeing ourselves the way that he said that we were, the way that he sees us, the way that he has made us known, because we were created in his image. And listen, it's, oh my goodness, I can feel right now in my spirit, you know, there's some of you, you're feeling something too, and you're even, it's like you in these last few minutes here, as I've been exhorting you, your faith level has risen up. Why? Because I'm speaking words of life into you, because you were born with purpose, you were born with destiny. God has put his stamp of approval on you. And you have the guarantor, which is the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God in you that enables you to do what God has called you specifically to do. And so we take these times of introspection, we take these times that are holy to God, and we see them as being holy as well. And even though I'm talking about what is part of the Jewish religion, remember, we were engrafted. We're the ones, the Gentiles are the ones that's engrafted in. But God is breathing upon the church. The Holy Spirit is hovering over the body of Christ, and God is forming and making a one new man. Now, I just pray right now, because the Holy Spirit is here right now, and he will help you to understand. He will teach you and show you exactly what you need. He will open your eyes up to see. He will open up the eyes of your understanding, and he will illuminate your heart so that you might know the hope of your calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Remember, although this is a time of introspection, and this is a time of one time that we look at ourselves, one time that we do look at us and we press through and we receive this anointing that is being released even right now to those of you who are listening. And I just pray for all of you who are listening from all over the world, in the UK, in Kenya, Australia, Ireland, Germany, Nigeria, Egypt, Malaysia, China, South Africa. I'm trying to think of all the places that Canada that you're listening to, and are listening from. Listen, God is moving in your nation. He's moving in your country, right where you're at right now, by the power of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so the heavens are open. The heavens are open for us. But this is a time right now that the Jewish people in Israel, or wherever the Jewish people are, wherever you are, and if you're listening today, we're praying for you right now. And we're believing God that as you receive the open heavens right now, that you will know as you become a Messianic Jew, as a born-again Jew, we believe that you will recognize and know that the heavens are continually opened up to you. You know, these are called also the 10 days of awe. Listen, I just believe that as you spend time with the Lord, that you're just going to be in awe of what God is doing. Listen, I have been so in awe of the goodness of God. And, I mean, I've been praying that the church, that the body of Christ would get back her spirit of awe and recognize the spirit of wonder that is in our midst, and that, oh my, God is moving. Excuse me, y'all, I had to get a sip of water there. He is moving. And, oh, I just heard this, that there's many of you today that you're thirsty. Just go ahead and drink from the living waters today. And I'm telling you, you're going to see something has shifted. You're going to see something has changed. You know, I don't know about you, but I want to continually be in that place of living a life of repentance, because I don't want anything to separate me from God. You know, nothing can separate us from God, but we can be separated if we don't tend to our garden, if we don't tend to those things that the enemy would love to throw at us and to use to keep us focused on self in a wrong, negative way. Because it is the little foxes that spoil the vine. It is the little things. And so we have to keep our focus on God. You know, in Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3, you know, we read about the seven churches. And, you know, the seven churches, they signify and they represent to us the church today. And I probably am not going to pronounce, so for all of you Bible scholars, I'm probably not going to say all of these right. But, you know, there was Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. You know, five out of these seven churches, Jesus talked about repentance. You know, it's in the red. He confronted repentance. But then even in the other two churches, in the five of those churches, the Ephesus, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, and Laodicea, those were the churches that specifically talked about, Jesus talked about repentance. But then to Laodicea and to Smyrna, the Lord talked about overcoming, which is, you know, when we overcome, that's because we have repented. That's because we have changed our mind. You know, you can't overcome something in your life if you don't start thinking differently about it. And the way that you want to think about it is what God thinks about it. So during this time of reflection, even thinking the wrong thing, you know, thinking what is not the standard that God has set for you, you know, that can become a sin in our life when we've heard other than, when we've heard truth, but we still choose to think the way that we're thinking. Because James chapter 5, verse 17, James said that to him who knows what is right and does it not, it's sin unto him. And so we don't want to find ourselves not thinking in alignment with what God said. And listen, sometimes it's so hard to accept and to receive what God has said because we don't see ourselves that way. And that's where we have to repent. That's where we have to change our mind. And we have to say, God, I'm going to come into agreement with what you said. You said that I was the head and not the tail. You said I was above and not beneath. You said I was blessed and not cursed. You said I was healed and not sick. Do you see what I'm saying? We have to continually, every day, listen, y'all, we have to every day, we have to encourage ourselves, because things happen in our lives. I mean, the enemy will see to it to put someone on your pathway that will say words that will get you into confusion, try to bring confusion to you, that will even maybe possibly cause you to doubt. And that's why you got to fight the good fight of faith. Faith. You have to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so we want faith to become substance in us. And so during these 10 days of awe, the reason why they blew the shofar is because they recognized that there was a victory that they had, that they really had not focused on, that they really had not had before them. And listen, let me tell you, you are right now today, as a born-again believer, guess what? You are standing in victory, and you fight from a place of victory. You stand in a place of victory, and you fight from a place of victory, because the victor, Jesus Christ, he lives on the inside of you by his Holy Spirit. And so you are in victory already because you are created in his image. You're in him. You're in victory. So you fight from victory. You speak from victory. And so we have to learn to speak what, you know, what he has spoken. And so it's very important. I mean, if Jesus in Revelation, if he's talking about all these different, talking to these different seven different churches, you know, he's not just focused on what they needed to repent from, but he also said things that he was encouraging them with, because he said, I know your works, I know your labor, the patience that you cannot bear them which are evil. And, he recognizes that, but he said to Ephesus, he said, but nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, except thou repent. So it's important to God, it's important to Jesus that we not only ask for forgiveness, but that we repent. And so, we have to stay with our first love. We don't want to walk away from our first love. We want to always stay in that relationship, you know, with him. And then, you know, he goes on to Smyrna. And he says, I know your works, your tribulation, your poverty, but you are rich. You are rich. You know what? You just got to start telling yourself that you are rich. You and I are rich as believers, because we're a part of a kingdom that can never be moved, can never be shaken, a part of a kingdom that will never fail, a part of a kingdom that will never be in debt, that will never be a poverty kingdom. You see what I'm saying? And so, you know, he said, but none of these which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. And so, you know, in Smyrna, he's talking about overcoming. Yes, you may feel like you're in prison. I know several of you, you've felt like you've been in prison. Many of us have felt that, like we're in a rut. But listen, I'm here to tell you, if you will seek God right now and continually seek him, but if you will press in to him and lay those things down, and I'm telling you, suddenly, things are going to turn around and shift, and you'll see them change right before your eyes. I'm telling you, that's going to happen. I've seen that. I've watched that in my life. And so God's given me the authority to speak that. I speak that. And I speak today over your life that the enemy that you have been warring, contending with, that today, that the Lord is fighting that battle for you, that the Lord, the King of glory, who is mighty in battle, is manifesting your victory today. You're going to shout. You're going to have a dance, and you're going to shout. Watch and see what's going to happen, because I felt the anointing so strong. right now. Hallelujah. There's angels that are being released right now. I literally just saw angels on the balcony of heaven, and I see them one by one. They're just coming down into the earth right now. And I'm telling you, because when the prophetic word of God goes forth, the angel of the presence of the Lord is there, and things start happening. Angels are being released right now on your behalf, and they're moving obstacles and hindrances out of the way. They're removing things right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then the church of Pergamos, he said, I know your works and where you dwell, even where Satan's seat is. And he says, and that you hold fast my name and has not denied my faith. And he said, but I have a few things against you, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, and who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. So hast thou also that hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. He says, repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. So again, we see repent. In Thyatira, he said, I know your works and your charity, your love, your service, your faith, and your patience and your works, and the last to be more than the first. He says, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants, to commit fornication and to eat things. And I gave her space to repent of fornication, and she repented not. Listen, don't stay in relationship with a person who's walking in a Jezebel spirit, because you're going to be seduced. And that spirit will take you right into a place of committing adultery and, spiritually. And so we've got to stand. The church has got to stand against the spirit of Jezebel in this hour. And standing against that spirit of Jezebel also means that you have to deal with people. You can't just deal with a spirit and not deal with a person and not talk with a person. So anyway, that's for another time. I can feel some drawing on that right now, but we won't go there today. Okay, so real quick, there's just a couple more things I'm going to share. There's a couple of people on for a call for prayer requests right now. So going ahead right now, because we've only got about 20 minutes left of the program today. So going ahead and follow the prompts if you would like, if you have a prayer request, or if you would like to ask a question. Maybe you just want to ask a question about something, and I will be honored to answer that question if I'm able to. And so going ahead and follow the prompts right now. Okay, and so then Sardis. He says, I know your works and that a name that you live. And he said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. He said, remember how thou hast received and heard and held fast and repent. And so here it is again, repent. He said, he that overcomes the same shall be. So he's talking about repentance and overcoming to the church of Sardis, so that they will not defile their garments. And he tells them, encourages them. He says, walk with me, for they are worthy. Listen, you are worthy through the blood of Jesus. Don't let that pity thing come on you, and don't let the enemy convince you that you can't have what God said you can have and that you can't do what God said you could do. Because through the blood of Jesus enables you to do what God has called you to do, to have what God has said you can have as a believer. Because the blood of Jesus, the power that's in the blood of Jesus, is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, he that overcomes, that repents, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name in the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Okay, and then Philadelphia. He says, Jesus said, these things that is holy, that is true. He that has the key of David, he that opens, no man shuts, and shuts, no man opens. He says, I know your works. He says, behold, I have set before you a door that no man can shut, for thou hast little strength, and thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So he's talking about, he's encouraging. Listen, God is opening up doors for you that no man can shut. Remember, every door that a man opens up for you, a man can shut. But if God, man cannot shut that door. I don't know who needs to hear that. But he goes on to tell them, he says, you worship. He said, you come and you worship. He says, and I know, he says, know that I have loved thee because thou hast kept the word of my patience. He said, I will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Then he said, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. I don't want any other man taking my crowns. Do you want any man taking your crown? And then he says, him that overcomes, he says, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, and I will write upon him my new name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, listen, you're going to become a pillar in the temple of God. You're going to become a pillar and be strong in the Lord and overcome because you're repenting. You're not. Hallelujah. Praise God. And then the last church. And then I'm going to take our calls. The last church, Laodicea, he said, I know your works. And he says that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. He said, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Wow. God wants us to be hot or to be cold. He doesn't want us being lukewarm. He said, I counsel you to buy from me gold that has been tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And then he said, to him that overcomes, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Whew. Hallelujah. And so we want to be hot. We want to be full of ardency, and that means to be hot, to be on fire. And the promise of God, excuse me, but look what he said. He said, I rebuke and chasten. He said, be zealous therefore and repent. Change your mind and know that God will, he chastens and disciplines those whom he loves, because he doesn't want us living a lukewarm life. He wants us to be on fire continually, that fire burning in our hearts. Praise God. So, as I'm fixing to take these calls, I just want to encourage you, do whatever it takes. Take this time right now, because we're honoring the word, we're honoring our roots and where we came from. And listen, God will bless you. He will lift you up. He will promote you in the realm of the Spirit. He will show you himself. He will manifest himself to you. And I'm telling you, you are going to want out, because you know when something has taken place on the inside of you. You know when you are different because you've yielded and surrendered to Him. So take this time and celebrate it. Pray. Spend time with God. And if you have a shofar, blow it. If you have a friend that has the shofar, then go and let them blow it. Just go if you can and hear the shofar, the different sounds of the shofar that are being blown right now, because it is amazing. And so this time really is the feasting of the trumpets of the shofar. And so I pray that this has helped you to learn a little bit and to see a little bit. And so now I'm going to take our first caller here, area code 228. You're on the line right now on the air. Who am I speaking with?
God bless you, woman of God. My name is Naomi, and I enjoy your word today. And I had got this number from a very special friend of mine, Prophetess Coleman. And I just called to you that I do need prayer. And my prayer request is I want to know all that what God has for me and what God wants me to do in His service.
Sure. Okay.
Not what man wants, but what He wants, the instruction He wants.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, thank you, Naomi, for calling in. And so, Father, I just lift your daughter up to you. And, Father,
yes,
she
Lord.
Desires to know your will, Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in her life, Father. Lord God, I thank you that she will glory in your wisdom. Father, I thank you that she is the mighty woman of God. Father, that you have called her into the kingdom for such a time as this. And Father,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You that she hears your voice, that she knows
yes.
your voice. Father,
yes.
I thank you that she will not listen to the voice of a stranger, but Father, that
yes.
she will be led by you. She will be led by your spirit. Father,
yes,
I thank
Lord.
You, Lord God, that you've prepared a table before her. You've set a table
you,
before
Jesus.
Her, Father, for her to partake of, for her to receive and to accept. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your glory being manifested in her presence, Lord God, for your anointing,
yes,
Lord God, moving in and through her.
Thank
Father,
you,
I thank
Lord.
You that through the blood of Jesus, Lord, that your daughter is worthy right now. She's worthy of all that you have purposed and predestined for her. And so, Father, I just thank you right now. It's like, Naomi, I see things falling off of you right now. I just saw things
thank
falling
you,
off of you. I don't know what those things are, but they're falling off of you, and no longer will you carry the burden are the weight that you have been carrying. But now the Lord steps in and he calls you forth, and he prepared a table for you, and he calls
thank
you,
you
forth to partake of that table and to sit and to eat and to dine with him. And in that place, as you spend that time with him, he will make it clear to you, and he will say, daughter, do not look to the right or to the left, but look unto me, the author and finisher of your faith. For daughter, I have prepared a place for you for this moment, for this hour. I have filled you with my life. I have filled you with the bread of life. And daughter, I say to you that you will feed others. Because you love me, you'll feed my sheep. You'll feed the one in the grocery store. You'll feed the one it in the streets, you'll feed the one wherever you see them. Because, daughter, you have such a heart of mercy for those who are lost and wandering and trying to find their way in this world. And, daughter, because you carry the bread of life, you will see, even in the remainder of this year, that many will you come upon that have been hungering for me. And you will open your mouth and you will see that I have filled you with my spirit. You will see that I have filled you, and you will speak to them, and they will receive of the bread of life, and they will eat, and they will be set free. They will be healed. They will be delivered. Many things, daughter, that I have taught you throughout the years, daughter, things that you have taken in, that you have meditated upon, that you have observed. Daughter, I say to you that these things will begin to flow out of you. They will just flow out of you, and many will step into the river. They'll step into, they'll be walking behind you. They'll be walking to the side of you. They'll be walking to the front of you. But all of a sudden, they'll stop, and they'll recognize that they are in my presence, for my presence is in you. So, daughter,
thank you,
your eyes on me. And, daughter, know that this is a time in which I am releasing you, because it is time to let my river flow forth from you, and to let my love be known and shown through you. So know that I will put those on your pathway, and you will see more than ever for the remainder of this year, and as you keep stepping and keep walking and keep living, there will always be those that I will be willing to give my bread to through your life, because you carry the bread of life.
Thank you.
So, Father, I come into agreement with your word and with your spirit. Father, I thank you for my sister, and I seal this. I seal this with the word and the blood. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Jesus, amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you, God. Yeah, I've been seeking His face for me, a house and a financial breakthrough, and I know by doing His will, He can't say no. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you.
Well, I'm telling you what, this is your time, and what you do, His business, and take care of His business, and take care of your business.
Yes,
so
he does.
I love you, and I speak blessings over you, and please call back with your praise report.
I sure will. I promise you I will.
Okay.
God bless you.
Okay.
And
thank you,
you,
Naomi. Oh,
okay.
You're so welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Praise God. Wow. God is so good. Okay, I'm trying to get to my next caller. Let's see if it'll... Uh-oh. Well?
Hello?
Okay, it's not letting me hang up with you, Naomi, so you might have to put your phone on silent. Okay, here we go. Well, I'm trying to get to a caller with a 347 area code, but I don't know what's wrong. I'm having a technical issue here. So, Naomi, hang up and then call back so I can take my next caller. It won't let me get off of your call. Naomi. Okay, there we go. Okay, now let's see if I can take this next caller. Oh goodness. Hello. Okay, I am so sorry. Area code 347, and then the first number is 2. I see you on there, and I'm trying to get to you, but there's obviously a technical issue. I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but if you would message me on Facebook, whoever this caller is from 347 area code, because I'm trying to get you on the air here and it's just not letting me. But I'll keep on trying. But if you're on Facebook, if you'll just friend me, just Diane Nutt, and message me on the messenger, or you can email me at dovemanrc@aol.com, then I can pray for you. I'm so sorry this is not. I don't know why. Well, this is interesting. Let's see if it'll do it now. Okay, I am so sorry, whoever my caller is on area code 347. I just went down and clicked someone else on theirs, and it came through. And so I don't know why. Well, and I'm afraid it's so late in the program, and the show's about to be over. I don't know if you can hang up and call back, area code 347. Okay, so again, caller, I'm so sorry, 3472 is the first number. I don't know why you're, well, now someone else called back in. Naomi just called back in. Let's see if now it'll take it. Oh, it did. Area code 347, you're on the air. Are you there? Oh, hello. Area code 347, are you there? Hello. Area code 347, it shows you're on the air right now. Can you hear me? Well, I don't know what's happened here. Okay. Well, I am so sorry. Well, I love each and every one of y'all, and I just want to speak the blessings of God over you. I hope you learned something today that would encourage you on your journey with the Lord, and just know that you are loved. You are valued. Your life has worth. And I just want to speak the blessings of God over you. And a week from today, October 9th, I will be back again and look forward to ministering to you the Word of God and just encourage you. Again, go and watch my interviews if you can do that on It's Supernatural. You'll have to see when it shows in your area. And then also my interview with Sid Ross, senior TV producer, is on his network, ISN. But also, I forgot about this, you can go to YouTube. You can watch it on YouTube. And so I didn't even know it was on there, but it is. But I just love each and every one of y'all. Live a life of thanksgiving and prayer. Always have a grateful heart. And just know, again, that you are loved, you are valued, and I so love each one of you. I'm so honored to be able to come to you every week via Blog Talk Radio. And just know that God is moving in your life, and as you take this time to upon yourself and just to, you know, break through, God's going to be amazing. Well, I just love you, and I speak blessings over you, and I will be back with you again next Wednesday at the same time. Okay, until then, walk in God's glory, live in His glory, and love people wherever you go. Until next week, bye-bye.